Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Every week we check in with attorney at law Karen Conti to get some answers to legal questions. Good morning, Karen. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Bob. Doing fine.
Let's start with the story about the judge enjoining the stay-at-home order issued by the governor. What does it mean for the rest of us?
It's a very strange thing. It's just a solo guy who brought a lawsuit down in Clay County, which is south of Champaign, about an hour. And he said in his pleading, he said, listen, this stay-at-home order is violating my rights, and I want you, court, to enjoin, meaning stop, the stay order. And the court ruled in favor of him, basically said that he's shown that he has a right that needs to be protected, that he could probably succeed in the full lawsuit, and that he is going to put a stay on the stay-at-home order, meaning that that order is now not valid. Now, the judge said we're going to put a little bit of a hold on that until there's time for an appeal or a time for some contention here, but it's a very interesting ruling because it basically says that what the governor did here is unconstitutional.
So this is about our civil rights, and the suit alleges that our civil rights are being violated, right?
Among other things, I think one of the arguments, too, which is kind of hard to tell what the argument was because it was really not, there's not a lot of evidence of what was argued, but apparently this plaintiff is saying that there is already a procedure in place for stay-at-home and for problems with pandemics. And it's already been done by the Illinois Department of Health, and that is what the governor should have issued, not his own stay-at-home order that was then, of course, extended. So he's basically saying that the governor cannot usurp the rights of the legislature to make a rule about what should happen during this crisis. That was one of his arguments. And it's hard to tell from the order what the judge bought and what the judge didn't buy. But now we have an issue with a single plaintiff being told, well, the rules don't apply to you. What does that mean for the rest of our citizens in Illinois? What does that mean for the rest of the people in the country who have similar orders that they're following right now?
And the courts are not completely closed, and so this can move through even now? Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, each court is different in different counties, and, you know, there's emergencies that can be brought in almost all counties. There's a judge who's designated, or a couple of judges who are designated to hear emergencies, and this court apparently thought that this was an emergency. Now, I'm not making light of a smaller court in a smaller county, but my guess is that the plaintiff here, who is a politician, really thought, you know, maybe I know who these judges are, maybe I know what the sentiment is down in Central and Southern Illinois, which is different than it is up here, as we probably know, right? People in Chicago, it's very crowded. We understand a little bit better why there are the stay-at-homes. But in the Central Illinois areas, my understanding is that people are a little more restless down there, saying, you know, why do we need this? Let's all go back to work. So perhaps this plaintiff knew that this particular venue was open to this argument that the governor shouldn't be putting this stay-at-home order in place.
Here's a question that's come up a lot lately with people working at home. Can employers mandate exactly how many hours you work? You're at home. Are you expected to, even on the weekends, take care of some business? How do you deal with your boss on an issue like that?
Because, you know, we have the laws that we can only, most jobs are 40-hour a week. Now, if you're a manager or a lawyer or an accountant, you know, those rules do not apply to certain jobs. But if you're a 9-to-5 worker, you're a 40-hour-a-week worker, and you're entitled to overtime for working over 40 hours, then your boss can only make you work 40 hours. And I hear this question all the time now, because when we don't have real work days, people are working at home. It seems like people are kind of getting up early in the morning, sending emails. They're 10 o'clock at night. Employees are getting emails and, and they feel like they have to respond. So my suggestion to employees who are working at home remotely is to make some rules with the boss, just to say, what do you expect me to do? When do you expect me to be at my desk? I will be at my desk at certain hours that you want, but, you know, when you send me an email at 10 o'clock at night, are you expecting me to get back to you? Because that, frankly, is working. And if you're working more than 40 hours a week, then you're entitled to overtime. And I'm sure the boss doesn't want to pay overtime at this point. So that's something that does need to be agreed upon, straightened out.
And there are also a lot of situations here where people are getting billed for things that are not open. We've heard about gyms, health clubs that have been closed, and the monthly bills are still coming. Are you supposed to pay? And if you don't, will it affect your credit report?
This is a problem because some, I think they're unscrupulous, companies are doing that. And there have been class action lawsuits saying, how can you charge for something that you're not providing? I mean, that doesn't make any sense from a legal standpoint. But if you read the fine print on some of these things that you might have signed, it might say, you know, through an act of God or, you know, something where that causes the closure, you're still liable. To me, that's against public policy. To me, that's wrong. You know, this is a hard one because you don't want your credit impacted, although I think we're all going to probably have some issues down the line with this pandemic. Frankly, I think you should write them a letter and say, I haven't been to the health club. It's been closed for 4 months. I should not have to pay this from a legal standpoint. You might even want to look up some of the class actions that have been brought and refer to those to the company. And maybe there's argument there that they're going to back down because they don't want some legal action.
And unfortunately, a lot of folks are using their credit cards a lot right now, especially
yes.
if they're not working or they've had their salary cut back. Can credit card companies lower your credit limit? And right now is a horrible time to do that. But do you have any recourse if they want to do that?
Probably not. And, you know, you're going to probably need to look on your credit contract, which no one reads. I mean, my gosh, I'm a lawyer and I don't read it, right?
Yeah, right.
It's in tiny little print. It has every little thing in the world in it. But you're going to have to go back to that because my educated guess is that the companies allow themselves to do that, and they don't even really need a reason to lower credit limits. And my understanding is that they're doing that now. Because why? Well, people are running up their cards with the idea that if they can't pay it, they're just going to go bankrupt, and the companies are going to be caught holding it. So, you know, look at your credit contract, see what they have a right to, see if you can make out what your rights are. But the bottom line is probably they have a right to do it.
Karen Cotty, attorney at law, always appreciate your expertise. Talk to you next week, Karen.
All right, Bob. Take care.